So, Don, do you know much about your ancestors?
Well, Yael, my father traced our family tree to my great-great-great-grandfather, who fought in the Civil War.
Wow. Well, scientists can go back much further than that. In 2017, a team of Chinese and European paleontologists reported their discovery of new fossils from the Cambrian period that are at least 520 million years old and may be the distant ancestors of humanity.
What did this fossil creature look like?
It was an ellipsoid-shaped bag with a big mouth and was only about a millimeter long. Its body had two sides that were mirror images of one another, just like us. The researchers think it lived on the seabed. It was one of many new forms of life that arose during the Cambrian. The animal is called Saccharitis coronarius.
But this animal is very different from us. How in the world could paleontologists know that this thing is our ancestor?
They know from its physical traits. Human beings, along with all animals that have backbones, and some other animals, such as starfish, sea cucumbers, and some worms, are part of a large group of animals called deuterostomes. All deuterostomes have gill slits, although in some cases, as in humans, they appear only during embryonic development. Saccharitis has a series of small openings along its sides that paleontologists interpret as gill slits.
So, these animals are the distant ancestors of fish, including those fish that evolved the ability to live on land. Some of these fish became the ancestors of all land animals with backbones, including humans.
Yes, that's right. And early humans eventually gave rise to your great-great-great-grandfather.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.